have things moved up a gear with Frankel in the last sort of 2 or 3 weeks now?
Well, he's just moving up a little bit, yeah. He's settled very well at the moment, and he's just moving up a little bit. And I want to have that excuse to give him a racehorse gallop so I can give him sort of a bit of a breather before, because the Newbury race, the Lockinch, is quite a long way off.
And that is very much the first target, the Lockinch?
At the moment, that's the main idea.
How difficult is it up at Newmarket? I mean, you're talking about having to use the all-weather.
Very difficult. I mean, you can't do what you want to do.
And is this really the thinking behind you hoping to organise the horse to have a racecourse gallop?
No. I mean, basically, you know, he doesn't run till May, and he's precocious and everything, and he wants to get into work, and if I can sort of take him down there and, you know, give him a racehorse gallop, like a very easy race, then it's an excuse to sort of say, right, you know, you've just had a trip and a race and the ordeal, you can have a nice quiet easy week, and it just gets me nearer to his first race.
You talked in the autumn about you hope the horse would mature over the winter. Are the early signs suggesting he has?
Definitely suggesting he's got very, you know, at the moment he is.
And also, I mean, the horse himself, presumably you're keeping all the options open, but I mean, people have talked about the Judmont at York because of the Prince's connection. Is it just an open book?
Everything's completely open. I mean, he'll be in the races and he'll tell us what's right for him at the time. Yeah?
And for your point of view, is it nice you've got a different sort of challenge this year? Because obviously you can't go and try and win the Guineas for the second time with a horse and things like that. You've got to come up with a new plan for the horse.
Well, I mean, when you say a new plan, if he was a miler, you know, he's still got the Lockinch and he's got the Queen Anne, and he's got the race at Ascot and another race in France. But I mean, hopefully, you know, we'll be stepping up during the season to a mile and a quarter.
And how much are you looking forward to the challenge of this season?
Well, one has to. You know, if you haven't got the adrenaline going and there's a challenge, then one gets a little bit complacent, and I don't think one's so good.